So I'm here in San Francisco, where a lot of us are wondering yet again, what is Google thinking? The company just launched another product that, at least on the surface, doesn't seem to have a whole lot to do with its core business, search and online ads. So what it is it's a web browser. It's called Chrome. This is going to compete with other existing web browsers like Microsoft's Internet Explorer, Apple Safari, and Firefox. So why is a company that makes the majority of its revenues from online ads launching its own branded web browser? Well, the thinking here is that if Google can provide a better, faster, easier internet experience, then more people are going to spend more time online. And that, in turn, drives more ads for Google and more revenues. So Google could have a tough sell here, though, because Internet Explorer, unlike Google's Chrome, is available as a preloaded browser on many, many computers. For users to actually use Chrome, they're going to have to go out, be proactive, and download Chrome from Google. It is available for free. It's going to be available in about 100 countries, so it's going to have a very wide availability. But for users to actually not only find out about Chrome, but then go out and download it is a whole different challenge. Microsoft's Internet Explorer has about 72% of the market share right now, and Microsoft actually just recently launched an updated version of Internet Explorer 8. The closest runner-up, which is Firefox, has about 20% of the market share. So is there room for yet another web browser here? Well, yeah, I think consumers can always use a faster, more reliable browser. But whether Chrome is going to be that browser remains to be seen.